This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
When Chicago residents go to cast their vote on November 8th, they may be surprised to find their polling place no longer exists. That's because the city's Board of Elections is reducing the number of voting precincts by nearly 40%. The controversial move dominated much of the conversation yesterday at the board's annual budget hearing in front of a city council panel. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel joins us now with more on what this means for Chicago voters. Hey, Mariah.
Hey, Susie.
So let's back up a bit. What is a voting precinct and why are they being cut in Chicago?
Sure. So we can start by looking at how the city is divided up. There are 50 wards in Chicago. Each ward contains dozens of voting precincts, essentially, you know, smaller sections of the ward that help split up residents for elections so that everyone isn't all crowded together in one place on election day. The city previously had more than 2,000 voting precincts, but now they're cutting them nearly in half. That's because a new state law passed in 2021 is requiring this type of consolidation, and Chicago election officials say it's going to save them $2 million. It's been expensive and difficult to keep polling places open. You need locations, equipment, election judges, and all that. You know, while voter habits have been changing, we know people like to vote by mail, vote early.
Well, but still, you know, this sounds like a big reduction of voting precincts. What does this mean for voters in the November election?
Well, whereas previously precincts had about 600 registered voters, this consolidation means they're now supposed to serve around 1,800. You know, it's a big increase. Aldermen like Anthony Napolitano worry that making precincts serve more people will mean long wait times and lines.
I just feel like this could kind of be seen as a suppression of voting. I just think that we're going to be cramming a lot of people that are going to show up on election day and say, there's too many people here, I'm not going to vote.
Aldermen say voters may be discouraged if they go to their old polling place and find that it's changed, that this could make it harder for seniors to cast their ballot. Simply put, you know, we're in an environment of distrust in our election system. People are worried about not having their vote counted, not being able to vote. Aldermen really don't think it's time to be closing voting locations or making these types of changes. It should be noted the board is cutting precincts, but it's not cutting as heavily the physical locations you can vote. I know that sounds confusing, but this is because some voting locations in the past had multiple precincts in them. Now you will have just one precinct, a bigger one with more voters.
So, yeah, I could see how that might be confusing for voters. What is the Board of Elections doing to spread the word about new locations?
So the board's going to spend about $500,000 or 10 times as much money as last year on print and digital media in the Sun-Times and Chicago Tribune, as well as, they said, neighborhood and community news outlets. They're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They even have a podcast. It sounds like this.
Welcome to The City That Votes, a new series from the Chicago Board of Elections, taking you behind the polling place curtain.
What voters should really look out for, though, is a card in the mail and an email by the end of this month that will have the address of their new polling place. And election officials say that old polling places will have signs that direct voters to new locations.
So do voters have to vote at their new specific precinct on election day?
Typically they do, but not this year. So if you don't want to figure out all that precinct stuff, you can go to any of the city's early voting sites, even on election day. Typically those early voting sites have to close by election day, but a pandemic era rule allows the city to keep them open. But that law allowing the city to use early voting sites on election day expires in January. So while election officials are trying to lobby to make that permanent, there's no telling whether this will be the case come the February municipal election.
That's WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel talking about changing precinct boundaries in the upcoming general election. Thanks, Mariah.
Thanks, Susie.
This is WBEZ.